Dan Zerpe. He's been on RagBri for us, courtesy of the Bicycle Station. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Gary. How are you today?
Real good, thank you. Now, we just had a passing thunderstorm. How are things out your way?
So I saw that there was some severe weather. In fact, my wife said the power's out at our house for the moment. But we had just a handful of raindrops about 3 o'clock in the morning, enough to get one of our guys out of his tent because he had not put his rain fly on. And so he did go ahead and get out and threw that on. And he said by the time he was done putting it on, it already stopped raining.
So Iowa State alum, what was it like to be in Ames?
So we finished our longest day on the calendar yesterday. And we got to finish that by riding through Jack Trice Stadium, which was really fun. And across the bridge and just to see the growth and the development of the stadium and of the campus, and then just so much has changed since I was here 20 years ago as a student. The city of Ames really continues to grow and continues to change and evolve, and it's a lot different than I remember.
So, as I said, you're unstoppable. So did you do the century run ride yesterday?
Absolutely. In fact, everybody on our team that's riding did it yesterday. Tom Jess, John Haar, Jace Lorenzen, and Joe Gallagher, all of us did the century mile yesterday, or the extra mileage to get the century, the 100-mile ride yesterday. So that was fun.
Congratulations. So now, if you do get a thunderstorm or rain, what is the procedure with all of those bicycles out there?
So keep riding is the first thing. If it gets real severe, they do have recommendations where they'll sell them klaxons and they'll advise people to get in the ditches or to get into, you know, take shelter where appropriate. Of course, flash flooding was a concern. You know, they really have to be careful with how they handle people, but they do their best to prepare. And I think really it's watching the forecasts and being able to make decisions before it's time and be prepared is probably the key to all of that planning.
Of course, you're a veteran now of RagBri. Have you ever encountered weather?
The very first year that I rode, 2019, it's a very vivid memory of cruising down a hill. And when you're wide open going down a hill, fairly steep grade, you might be going 30 or 35 miles an hour on a bicycle, and it started to rain. And the feeling of those large raindrops kind of pelting your skin when you're going that fast, I know I was very happy that I had sunglasses on to protect my eyes. And it was just a different sensation. It didn't exactly hurt, but it didn't feel good either.
Now, today, of course, the midway point, you're going to be wrapping up Saturday in Davenport. What's the feeling, everybody? Are you starting to get the sense that, oh, boy, it's almost over now?
Oh, I think people are just kind of sitting in the groove right now. They're just getting comfortable. They're past the early jitters, a little bit of soreness from, you know, the first day we worked through, you know, on the second day. And, of course, feeling pretty accomplished of being able to do the third long day, and for a lot of people that century ride really builds confidence. So I think people are just feeling really good. Looking at today as a recovery day with only 50 miles, it's a good day to relax and spend some more time enjoying the company and the conversations.
Well, that is great. So what is the route for today?
Today we started in Ames, and I'm about 6 miles out of town right now along the side of a cornfield between Ames and Slater. After Slater, we go to Madrid, and then we go to Polk City, and then we go to Ankeny for our lunch stop, and then we have a short ride into Des Moines to finish our day for the ride. So it's just going to be a good, laid-back, relaxing day for us.
Has Des Moines ever been a stayover spot on RagBri?
Well, it was for the original, and I do not know. I can't speak to how many times since then. You know, out of a 50-year history, I'm sure that it has been before. But they're working to make it extra special this year. They've got Leonard Skinner playing tonight and great concerts the rest of the week. So we're all looking forward to those as well.
All right. Well, certainly I've appreciated you calling. You know, I can set my clock to when you call in, Dan. It's great.
Well, I try to be accurate with it and be on time for you.
Well, you have been.
Last year, I know there was a couple days when I was worried about a phone signal, and that made me a little nervous that I was going to be able to make it on time. So.
Well, we're looking forward to visiting with you again tomorrow. Safe rides, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning, Dan. Thank you.
Goodbye, Gary.
Again, our update's brought to you by The Bicycle Station. Are you looking for an e-bike? The Bicycle Station has e-bikes. In fact, The Bicycle Station in the Lyons neighborhood has new bikes in stock for the whole family. Bicycle Station also features service, bicycle parts, and a great variety of accessories, including apparel and helmets, to make the ride more enjoyable. The Bicycle Station, with name brand bikes, service, and the accessories you require. See them at 218 Main Avenue in the Lyons neighborhood, Clinton.